Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, a wife punches her husband and ends him because he denied her a birthday trip to Dubai. She's definitely not going to Dubai unless, of course, that's the name of his cemetery or cell block. But something tells me that she won't be going to prison. I wonder if she punched him while he was asleep. Are we really sure that it was only one punch? It probably was because he looks rather masculine for an Indian dude. Maybe someone will now hire her to be a Dubai porta potty girl or something. Up next, talking about India, is that Vice President Jeet. Here's a picture that most people from MAGA haven't even seen before. And people wonder why Trump and Musk want to bring in millions of South Asian immigrants into America. Kamala's also Indian. So either way, an Indian is getting in. These are pictures from JD's wedding. And this other picture is rather disturbing. This dude looks like he folded to what his wife wanted like a cheap suitcase. Number three, after Christmas comes Kwanzaa, which is basically Christmas for communists. And everyone knows that these are just communists in panties. Apparently it was originally created for minority people, and of course you know that these woke women just had to take it as their own. I'd rather celebrate Festivus than I would Kwanzaa. In Canada, they recently made a holiday called the Day of Reconciliation. I hope it gets canceled just like Trudeau. Moving on, many people grew up with Bob Hope, Steve Jobs, and Johnny Cash. Now there's no Jobs, no Cash, and no Hope. Please don't let anything happen to Kevin Bacon. It's a nice joke, but the reason there's no Jobs or Hope is because of the growing wealth inequality out there. There's still plenty of jobs around if you want to get paid to do DoorDash and carry around food cubes on your back while riding an electric bike. As for Bacon, you just know that life will end without it. Save Bacon. Number five, remember the harsh truth that income tax is there to stop you from saving and inflation is there to ensure that whatever you do save disappears. It's all there to limit your social and financial mobility. They don't want you to leave the game. They need you working a menial job so they don't have to. If you keep people busy with basic tasks, then they'll forget about all their basic needs. Most people think about how they'll pay their taxes instead of why they have to pay them. Up next, AI girlfriends are ruining an entire generation of men. Looks like women have a new enemy. If they think this is bad, then just wait and see what happens when powerful girlfriend AI gets implemented into sex bots with realistic bodies. It's women's fault because feminism has ruined multiple generations of women, and men have simply walked away. Women will demand that AI girlfriends have mandatory NAG code programmed into them, so the men eventually go back to real women instead. Number 7, Ariana Grande looks absolutely radiant in an elegant gown with her look-alike mother. Women love to give other women compliments that are usually a lie, to give them a false sense of confidence so they don't improve themselves. If by radiant you mean she looks like she's had radiation sickness because of cancer treatments, then that might be true. Her mother looks worse than Nancy Pelosi, and she's probably 20 years younger than her. Both of these women already look like they're deceased. I got the same vibe from this guy, and he's still alive. Moving on, here are the things that men and women think about. Actually, it's quite the opposite. The man has to think about providing all the things on the left, and all she has to do is show up with the rack to collect the cash and prizes with her cooch. A guy can collect all the stuff on the left and pay for a surrogate for kids and working girl for sex. Love is illusion. They don't love you the way that you love them. Stop believing in female Santa Claus with a snatch. Number 9, looks like we have mannequins of pregnant men. Either that or those with beer bellies. Next thing you know, they'll have mannequins that look like 300-pound women or female ones in the bulge in their trousers to be trans-inclusive. I'm fine with this so long as they add Bill Gates' head to all of these. Collared shirts like this are awful. The collars often get warped after a few washings and require ironing all the time. It's not efficient and I just prefer regular t-shirts. Up next, the YouTuber Shoe on Head makes a video about short men and heightism on women's parts. And meanwhile, it just so happens that her ex-boyfriend, the Armored Skeptic, was 6'4". Then again, maybe she changed her mind about tall men because she got married to this guy, and he looks like he's a lot shorter compared to Armored Skeptic. If anyone knows what happened to Armored Skeptic, please let me know. Number 11, when a man does household chores, it's not to be celebrated. It's just what a functional adult does. But when a woman does household chores, it's called unpaid labor. Meanwhile, when a man goes to work, it's just his job and he's expected to do it. But when a woman has a career, people say, "You go, girl." Seems like women doing labor or work is seen as special and encouraged, while men don't receive positive reinforcement. Many of us receive negative reinforcement if we don't do the same things. Moving on with guys going into the trades lately and avoiding college entirely, just remember that rich people aren't telling their kids to skip college, just everybody else's. Of course they are. They don't have to mortgage their kidneys to send their kids to college. Plus, if there's less people with useful degrees out there, that means less competition for higher paid positions. The trades are great, but in this day and age with so many women getting degrees, it means they will watch you and you'll end up becoming an incel. Number 13, is it really true that all these things in a dating profile mean that she's just trying to compensate for a red flag? For example, if she's authentic, then she's flat-chested. Or if she's bubbly, then she talks too much and won't shut up. I think for the most part it's true so that later on when you see her flaws, you can't call her out on them, because she already put them in her profile. So it's your fault as a man for pursuing her in the first place. Up next, do you guys think this is going to happen in 2026 or not? That this is a flag in the United States? Greenland makes sense because Denmark isn't taking care of its own people there, and America could sure use cold hydroelectric power for data centers for AI and Bitcoin. As for Canada, I guess maybe Trump and Musk want to use our cheap Pajit labor force. Then again, all the leftoids in Canada would shift America to the left, so maybe it's not a good thing after all. Number 15, is this how women over 35 show up on the first day asking you how you feel about marriage? No. Usually they wear their usual street clothes and talk about wanting some kids. But meanwhile, they're trying to keep their composure because they have a horrible case of baby rabies. You know you got an extreme case of baby rabies if you show up on your date looking like this one. I really wish it was that easy and that they look like that. Moving on is an article from 2015 about a guy whose life is spiraling out of control because he spends 90 minutes a day online. Today that's considered extreme, as in extremely low. For me, the last time I spent 90 minutes a day online was back in the late 90s, almost early 2000s. In the year 2000, I was already spending 5 to 10 hours a day online gaming and surfing the web and working on my website business. These are rookie numbers. Number 17, just to show everyone how bad the population crash in America is, here's the projected size of the US population with various situations. With zero immigration, the population would crash by 35%. With moderate immigration, it'll only grow by 20 million people over the next 75 years. In many ways, it's a good thing, but in other ways, it's awful. Because seniors will be living in squalor, and the biggest question is, how do we stabilize the population at some point? Up next, the single mom influencer is under fire after spending $17,000 a month after asking her followers for money to take care of her kids. But in her mind, she is taking care of her kids. She's spending the money so she looks more attractive to men so she can find one that's going to be a good provider for them. She also looks like she's got an exciting life ahead of her as a politician. Looks like a lot of suckers got angry. They got suckered. Number 19, they say that the perfect IHOP doesn't exist. To that, all I have to show them are the waitresses at their local goth hop. I'm sure this place would clean up. Maybe Hooters should try goth-themed costumes for their waitstaff as well. I also think there's a suspicious bulge under the woman in the middle's apron. I'm sure it's nothing and just some extra ranch pockets for pancakes. Moving on, here's that look on a woman's face when her boyfriend treats her like a queen, but she misses the ex that used to disrespect her. When women say they want a nice guy, that's one of the biggest lies they tell themselves, as well as many others. Many women are like this because they just believe that they're not worth worshipping. Isn't it obvious why they want bad guys? It's an evolutionary survival mechanism. The tougher the mate she chooses, the more likely her and her children are to survive. Number 21, is it true about Elon Musk? That he spent 4 years trying to look like a red-pilled white nationalist. And then on Christmas, he reveals that all he wanted was cheap workers. Looks to me like he pulled a Canada. That's understandable considering the fact that he's half Canadian on his mother's side. I know this is wrong, but I just couldn't stop laughing. The jeets were so rough on him that he now looks cross-eyed. Don't do it, Elon. Up next, this woman says that this generation of women is so busy trying to prove that they can do what men do. But instead, she believes they're created to do everything a man can't do. That's pretty much giving birth and nurturing small children. They could have kept doing that if they didn't ruin it with feminism and going off to work. But hey, I'm all for empowerment. The power to have your own power and money and be independent as a corporate slave was just too great of a temptation that they couldn't resist. Number 23, this is probably the perfectly looks-matched couple in the next 10 years. And he's going to be very lucky to be with her and her bunions and boils. Today you might feel sorry for him, but in a decade or so, everyone might actually envy him. Such a beautiful couple, and she looks as tall as well. Isn't this a picture of pure love? Or is it the picture of nightmare fuel? I can't believe she only had a 25 notch count when they got together. What a lucky guy. Moving on, was it really like this in the 1980s? Yes, it was. It was like this in the early 2000s as well, if you went to the suburbs of Buffalo to Topps Friendly Markets. I remember the cashiers in their 30s all still had tall permed hair. It was so bad in those days that doorways needed to be raised for their hair to fit through. And I'm sure many don't take accountability because of all the hairspray needed to get their hair this tall, which created a hole in the ozone layer. Ladies, step up and take responsibility. You know who you are. Number 25 in the last one, I met Tyler Perry and I thought he was a nice guy. He only bought his son books and Lego for Christmas because he doesn't want his son to grow up to be a spoiled little bastard. But now I'm hearing that he likes dressing up in dresses. No wonder he's friends with Oprah, so she can borrow his clothing. I just hope that next Christmas he doesn't start buying his son dresses. Hopefully that's not on the 2025 Christmas bingo card. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this video and if you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.